This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. Homes.com knows that when it comes to home shopping, it's never just about the house or condo. It's about the home. And what makes a home is more than just the house or property. It's the location and neighborhood. If you have kids, it's also schools, nearby parks, and transportation options. That's why Homes.com goes above and beyond to bring home shoppers the in-depth information they need to find the right home. And when I say in-depth, I'm talking deep.
Each listing features comprehensive information about the neighborhood, complete with a video guide. They also have details about local schools with test scores, state rankings, and student-to-teacher ratio. They even have an agent directory with the sales history of each agent. So when it comes to finding a home, not just a house, this is everything you need to know all in one place. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. I've noticed something about human nature. We often feel trapped and controlled by events and other people, and we don't see that we have more choices than we realize. I saw this point illustrated powerfully in two very different contexts, in two very different stories. I'm going to talk about these stories and caution, there will be spoilers. One is in the Sesame Street picture book called The Everything in the Whole Wide World Museum with Lovable Furry Old Grover by Norman Stiles. As the book opens, we see the beloved Muppet character Grover running up the steep steps to a museum saying, "Oh boy, I am going to see everything in the whole wide world." He walks in. He's standing in an entryway with doors leading to all different galleries, like the Things You See in the Sky room, the Things You See on the Ground room, the long, thin things you can write with room, the small hall, the tall hall, things that can make you fall hall, and others. As we come to the end of the book, Grover says, "You know, I have seen many things in this museum, but I still have not seen everything in the whole wide world. Where did they put everything else?" He's looking around for more doors, more signs. Then we see him stand before enormous doors beneath the sign, "Everything else." He pushes open the door, and we see that he's back outside in the big, beautiful world outside the museum. The other place I saw this point made was in one of my favorite TV shows, Game of Thrones. In it, the character Arya has traveled far to the city of Braavos to knock at the door of the House of Black and White to seek admission to train as a faceless man. She waits, and eventually the door opens, and she confronts the doorkeeper. Here's their conversation, during which she shows the almost entirely silent doorkeeper a coin of power that was given to her by a faceless man she befriended, a mysterious person named Jaqen H'ghar.
Hello. Fala'a Morghulis. Jaqen H'ghar gave me this.
No one here by that name.
Please. I crossed the narrow sea. I have nowhere else to go.
You have everywhere else to go.
But wait!
I'm haunted by that exchange. Arya says in despair, "I have nowhere else to go." And he reminds her, "You have everywhere else to go." We can remind ourselves that if a door is shut to us, or if we don't see the door that leads to whatever we're looking for, we can go on. We have everywhere else to go. I'll post links in the show notes if you want to look at the book or watch the clip from Game of Thrones. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.